As I woke up, I realized I wasn't where I was supposed to be. My vision was blurred and I lay on a damp concrete floor. In fact, the whole room was molded with thick concrete with an old black and white television set on the ground. I jumped to my feet as my heart began to pound. I was trapped. A claustrophobic feeling overcame me as thoughts raced through my head. It was like being on the bottom of a dog pile after a fumble recovery. Is there an exit? How did I get here? Who could possibly be smart enough to get me here? That's when I found a note on the bottom of a few penny-sized holes in the wall. It read,
"Unless you're smart, you'll fall apart. Watch the tape and attempt to escape. If you don't, you'll die. This is your chance to pass death by."
I wasn't able to think why my brother's, my helpful best friend of a brother's handwriting, was on that note before water began to gush out through the holes in the wall from every direction. I sprang to my feet and grabbed the miniature TV off the ground. I was hoping for something helpful on the screen, but I was wrong. The screen showed the room from a weird angle. All I could see on the screen was the ceiling and the walls with me in the room. I shouted in frustration as the water reached my shoulders and I was forced to tread water. I watched the tape again and noticed a shadow on the ceiling. I looked up and found the shadow. It was a vent. I felt a bit of hope rise inside me as I twisted the first bolt. I felt the water reach the ceiling. My finger slipped on a bolt and the sharp edge of the vent sliced my hand open. The water turned a dark shade of red and I began to lose consciousness due to shortness of breath. I found the vent's edge and yanked it aside with my last bit of strength. I rushed through the vent and landed on a carpeted surface. That's when I think I passed out.
"Awake, buddy."
I recognized that voice. It was a raspy voice of the most annoying kid in the 10th grade. Rufus Blackwood. "You did this?" I demanded, ready to rip his head off. I thought it was my brother.
"Ha! Your brother wouldn't be intelligent enough to plan this. I forced him to do it. But I guess I've underestimated you today. I didn't think you'd be able to escape my trap. Plan B, I guess."
I didn't have time to think before Rufus fell to the ground.
"Good luck having a normal life."
He poured concrete into the vent and threw the gun at me. Instinctively, I caught the gun, but it turns out that was the worst move I ever made. The FBI burst into the room.